This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Now we're going back in time. It's a special edition of Beat Megs. We're going to World?
I guess. I don't know.
I thought of Doctor Who, but okay. We're going back to Lumen Field, Metallica, Friday night for a special edition.
All right, Steve, we're here at Metallica. What's happening?
We are about to play Beat Megs against two dudes that I pump iron with, and they're drunk right now, and they want to play Beat Megs. I got my buddy. We got DJ. We got Jason.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, DJ, how drunk are you?
We're about a 7.
This is just a pre-workout. Maximum gains, right?
You got to hang on, man. This is a marathon, not a sprint.
All right, you ready?
Wait, here we go. I just say, too, y'all are pretty yoked. I'm not going to lie. I can tell you work out.
There it is.
They're
feeling muscles. He's flexing for you. All right, are you ready?
I'm so ready. Right. For those playing at home, DJ and his beefy buddies. They're all playing, you know, you got 60 seconds to answer some questions. You only get 3 guesses. All right. Steve, get out of here.
Is being drunk contagious because you're not even drunk?
We want to hear the whole shit.
Yes!
Okay. All right.
Steve, I haven't eaten anything.
Let's go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What month never had 30 days?
February.
Correct. What metal band has won the most Grammys?
Metallica.
Correct. Which famous cartoon character is known for loving lasagna?
Garfield.
Thank you. Yes. Before this year, what Mountain Dew flavor was exclusively sold at Taco Bell?
The red one.
Oh my God, no.
Pass.
You guys don't drink that. In The Simpsons, what is the name of the town where the Simpsons live?
Oh, what is that?
Are you kidding?
Pass. Okay, it's okay. Pass.
Oh my gosh. Pantera had the early 90s album titled Cowboys from where?
Hell.
Yes. In the show Friends, what word does Ross say when they're struggling to get the couch upstairs?
Shoot.
Timmy! Oh, yes. Vodka can be made from which vegetable?
Potatoes.
Wow, yes. In 1992, the largest mall in the U.S. opened in what state?
Minnesota.
Correct. What Metallica album came out in 1986?
Injustice for All.
No.
Kill 'em All.
No.
Master of Puppets.
Yes!
Woo! Steve is going down.
How did they did?
I think they did pretty good.
All right. Let's get Steve back. Steve, he's back. He's back. Here we go. Ready?
Steve, are you ready?
Seriously. Can I get a spotter?
No.
Fine.
All alone.
Okay.
One month never has 30 days.
February.
Correct. What metal band has won the most Grammys?
Metallica.
How'd you know?
I don't know. Maybe
which famous cartoon is known for loving lasagna?
Crap. Garfield.
Correct. Before this year, what Mountain Dew flavor was exclusively sold at Taco Bell?
Baja Blast.
Correct. Correct. Oh. In The Simpsons, what is the name of the town where The Simpsons live?
Springfield.
Correct. Pantera had the early 90s album title of Cowboys from where?
Hell.
You know it. In the show Friends, what word does Ross say when they're struggling to get the couch upstairs?
Pivot.
How do you know that? Vodka can be made from which vegetable?
What?
Vodka can be made from which vegetable?
Potato or apple.
What? In 1992, but yes, the largest mall in the U.S. opened in what state?
Minnesota.
Correct.
Minnesota.
What Metallica album came out in 1986?
Kill 'Em All.
No.
Master of Puppets.
Correct. Mr. Steve, you got perfect.
We ain't even at the gym, and I'm flexing on you.
Right on, Steve. Right on.
Let's go, Steve. You were wrong, Terry.
It was very impressive.
Yeah. How did he do?
Well, he did very well. His beefy buddies did not do it as well, though. Kind of embarrassing. But
for real, these two are my homies at the gym. I love these guys, and I always love running into them, and we always have a great chat, man.
They're good, they're good people. I have a question. Which one of them is a grunter?
Oh, you know,
the grunter.
I don't think either one are grunters.
Steve is the grunter.
Yeah. Steve, can we hear your best gym grunt?
Well, okay, I have to look at DJ because usually when I'm grunting, I'm making eye contact with them. I'm kidding. I ain't a grunter. I ain't doing it.
Oh, God. Never mind. I feel dirty now. Bye.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind.
Is going down.
Nope. Didn't go down, Taryn.
I take it back.
That's right.
Dan, you obviously this was from Friday, but you won all of them today.
That's right.
You had a very good Tuesday.
Recognize.
Gosh.
That was fun.
I was really expecting you to do bad today, considering how much you crammed into your Labor Day weekend. But look at the big brain on Steve today.
The brain not so fried. The body is like ready for another nap.
Well, speaking of Metallica, we are still buzzing about it here on the Daily Mig Show. And if you were there, give us a call with your review. 206-803-ROCK. Let's chat about Metallica after Guns N' Roses. The Daily Mig Show. It was an unforgettable Metallica weekend in Seattle. If you were there, we would love to hear from you, and you could let us know what the highlights were for you. Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. Mr. Mike in Eatonville, you were not at the show, but you have seen Metallica before, yeah?
Yes, I have. They were my first mosh pit in 1986 at the Kingdome.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I actually had a seating ticket, and I walked down the aisle looking at the guard and watching the pit as soon as Metallica come over with the crosses there and the smoke come across the stage. I had to go. And I manipulated the guard, jumped over that rail, and I ran into the pit.
And the rest is history.
And I've been a monster ever since.
That's awesome,
Horns,
dude.
Slipknot, all of them. I'm on the front line. I'm ride the fence.
Dude, this show was crazy when it comes to mosh pits because the way that they set up the stage, and I know we talked to Craig Gass last week, and he kind of described what was going on with these Metallica stage setups, and it was right. There were different drums and different parts, so like they really did their best to make sure that everybody was able to see them as close as possible. Obviously, you're in the 300 level, it's still going to be far, but you know, they were working that entire floor. But the crazy part was Danny and I were trying to get down. We were fortunate enough that a guy was going to escort us into the snake pit during Pantera's set. But in order to get there, we had to cut through the crowd.
Yeah.
And Pantera was playing, and it didn't matter where we were going, there were these different pits, and I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna break an ankle. Like, I just know it. Like, this is just chaos. I'm like, I wasn't really planning on getting into a pit, but we had to go through the pit in order to get to the snake pit, which was just, and then you get in the snake pit, and man, that was like I felt like I was at a resort.
Yeah.
It was cooler in there. I think because maybe they pump like fans and AC for the band.
Wow.
So like the minute you walk in there, it's cooler. Oddly enough, it's not as loud. So it was like very comfortable. Like watching Pantera was almost like I felt like I was sitting on a beach enjoying like some good classical music. It was very weird. I don't know how to describe it.
I was actually surprised they didn't have like seats in there.
It was
weird. And like coolers. Like it was the weirdest experience that I've ever had.
We had space. And then in order to be in there, yeah, I'd be able to fork over a pretty penny. So like most of the people in there were like these business dudes or like, you know, people that probably are a little bit older, have a little bit more money to spend on random things like a Metallica concert.
Oh, sure.
And nobody was really there, at least when we were there during Pantera, nobody was going crazy. It was very weird.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but back on Friday, we talked about what songs we both would most like to hear.
Yes.
And they played both songs that we wanted to hear.
Seek and Destroy.
And Blackened.
Yes.
And that was right at the very tail end of the night. It ended so strong.
It was so awesome. And then what, Master of Puppets?
Master of Puppets was the final. With. Yeah, it was fantastic.
You know what song really, I got really overly fired up, bad pun intended, is Fuel.
They had some great pyro during
that. Pyro was great. And I've never been like, I like the song, but it's never been like my, it's not like my all-time favorite Metallica song, but live, I was feeling it.
If you were there, call us up, 206-803-ROCK. Todd from Whidbey Island, you went to both shows.
Hello, yeah. Both shows, epic weekend.
Great weekend. If you had to pick, and which show did you enjoy more?
Probably Friday night.
Friday, yes.
So we picked the right one. I immediately looked at the set list yesterday morning for Sunday, though, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Sunday's set list was pretty good. They played one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I'm glad you got to do both, Todd. That's awesome.
Yeah, we had nosebleed seats, and we got upgraded for free down to five rows up off the floor.
How'd you get upgraded?
Friday. They were handing them out at the elevator.
Oh,
dude,
my gosh.
Dude, that's great timing. That's too cool.
Jordan from Wenatchee, you were also at both shows. Do you feel like one was the bigger show for you?
Definitely Sunday night. I feel like it was so much more fun. We were up on the 300s for Friday, but then my buddies got us upgraded down to the closer on the Sunday night, and it was amazing. Like, one of the most mind-blowing experiences I've ever had, and even if that was maybe mind-altered a little bit, like Steve would at a concert. But no, it was so amazing.
So, Jordan, did you get to catch all the openers on both of the nights? Did you enjoy any of that?
I did. Honestly, up top, Mammoth VH, the sound was okay, but, you know, it was a little tough, but the openers were awesome. I think Five Finger Alone on Sunday he's got such a great voice.
Yeah.
They killed it.
Did you, I saw that they performed, of all weird things, but it was stuck in my head that the damn ending of Memory Still Remains with the old, like, Marianne Faithfull was They did that song on Sunday, and apparently the whole crowd was doing that part.
Yes, that was mind-blowing. I got chills.
That was the one thing where I was like, I wish I was there for that one, just for that moment.
Nick is driving back to California. Nick, you came up for both shows, and you're on your way back home.
That's right. Yep, my buddy DJ invited me up for my 55th birthday, and that's what we did.
Well, happy birthday.
What were some of the highlights for you?
Just, you know, I seen Metallica, believe it or not, back in San Jose. They played on a flatbed trailer in cool. The old Tower Records parking lot there on Blossom Hill Road, and it was just like a one-hour amazing thing, and I hadn't seen him since. And this weekend was amazing.
Did you prefer the set list one night over the other?
They were both great, but I think Sunday had a little more energy, a little more, you know, of the classic older tunes. For sure.
Yeah, just seeing the fact that they did one and a few of the other ones, I was like, it would have been cool to be able to see that.
Oh, for sure. Safe travels, Nick.
I will say that you guys did miss the most epic part on Sunday.
Because you went to both.
We did go to both. Sarah and I both did. But right before Metallica started playing, because there was kind of a big, intermission between the two bands, and all of Lumenfield just started doing the wave.
Oh.
And it was... No, I mean, you don't understand. Like, that made that, like, that whole, like, imagine, like, a Seahawks game, just every seat completely sold out, and them doing the wave before Metallica comes on, and it went for a good 10 minutes.
Really?
Yes. People were
Seattle is home
stoked.
Of the wave, after
That's
all.
Very true.
That really makes sense. They also did For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yes, they did.
And that was, like, the second song that they played. They went Whiplash into For Whom the Bell Tolls. And I was like, Ride the Lightning, and then The Memory Remains.
Oh, I'm glad everyone had such a great Metallica weekend.
And I heard that they did a little bit of a nod to the Mudhoney with Touch Me, I'm Sick.
That's right. We watched some footage from that. Kathy Faulkner posted that. It looked awesome.
The one thing I did get a kick out of when we were at the Friday show for Pantera, and Charlie Benante, he's a drummer for Anthrax, but he's also playing with the Pantera thing that they're doing. He's a massive fan of the Seattle music scene. So while we were there, like, there were a bunch of luminaries that were, like, in their own little spot, kind of like a sound, kind of by the soundboard. And it was like, you know, Duff McKagan was there. And I heard Mike McCready was there as
Kim
well.
Kim
Dial or Thale, however, I don't even know how it's pronounced right. But also Sean Kinney from Alice in Chains. And at one point, he started the drum beat to Angry Chair, which is a very
Very well, I'm pretty sure it was Angry Chad. I did. Yeah, and then he looked straight at Sean Kinney, who was just dying laughing. And I'm like, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, man.
Like, here you are in the middle of playing this stadium show, and you took a moment to have, like, a quick little inside joke with Sean because you knew he was there.
So cool.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, we do know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it! And if so, you could win tickets to see Brian Regan at the Paramount Theater on September 14th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're going to get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook, Rockaholics. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked out for us. And your job is to guess what that song is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Brian Regan at the Paramount Theater coming up on September 14th. Say good morning to Brock in Marysville, who is our contestant today. What's up, Brock?
How's it going? Good morning.
Oh, we're doing great, man. Now, you've got to get both of these songs right to win the prize. The first one, you're on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, as a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose, and we will have to turn those tickets over to caller 9. Let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, there goes the wheel. Just pass my name. Passing your name, Taryn. I believe it's going to stay on. Yep. You are going to be doing it with Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
The game.
Right on.
All right, Brock. Here is your clip.
Sorry, I got excited.
Gosh, I know what that is.
We can see Sarah over there singing it.
Again.
Yeah, we can play it again for you.
God, I know the song. I'm trying to figure out what it's called.
We can work. We can work it out with you. Sarah, do you have?
Fantastic.
Okay, I actually think I know it.
Are you just bragging? Or are you
the song title is two words, and the second word, it does it a lot in Seattle.
The weather.
Why?
Yeah, it definitely rains.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the first word is the opposite of yes.
No rain?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yes. How'd you get that?
You said it with such confidence.
Right?
Okay, you got the song.
Oh, okay. and then okay, the band, the first word, people who read Braille because they are...
blind.
Yes, wow. A cantaloupe... is a type of...
Oh, so blind melon?
Yes!
I am so good at
clues. You did really, really good with those hints. That was fantastic.
They were good hints.
You know what? I love games. So, Brock, this was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks.
All right.
All right, now the pressure's on Sarah.
We need Sarah to do her thing. You ready, Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great song.
Mm.
Danny, can you play it again?
Okay, I think you got the song, at least if you're humming it.
I'll have a really hard time hearing that one on the phone. I want to be able to give you a hint since you were so good, but I can't tell.
I know. Okay, I think it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, I know the band is Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Do you want a hint for the song title?
Absolutely.
It's a year.
Oh, 1979.
Yeah!
Rock. I carried us.
I was absolutely no help, but thank you.
You were none, but I got you.
But you know what? We just wanted to send you to Brian Regan so bad, Brock, and now you're going September 14th at the Paramount Theater.
Well, I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
See, my hint would have been it's 10 years after the nicest year.
Oh.
You know what? If you had said that, I would have got that too. Yeah.
What's up?
I should have said, Sarah, it was your birth year.
Hey.
Oh. Harsh.
And then Brock would have lost and not got the ticket. So good thing you didn't do that.
Rockaholics, if we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Lumen Quantum Fiber. Smart Internet is here. Do give us a call now if there's something you'd like to chime in on from this morning's show, or if you've got something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Stevie in Everett, dare I say he was the best dressed at Metallica on Friday night. You want to talk about the Metallica shows.
Yeah, well, first of all, I have to ask Karen a question.
Yeah.
Did you get a cease and desist letter from your favorite band?
Did we see what now?
Did you get a cease and desist about that shirt?
No.
Oh, because of the Beavis and Butthead inspired shirt?
That said Crush instead of Rush?
We didn't want to risk it. So that's why, yeah, so our buddy Justin Hunt, who created the shirt, he originally, I think it did, had Pearl Jam and Rush on it, and we're just like, oh, man. We don't want to take that chance and sell this shirt. Next thing you know, we get in trouble for it. So he changed it to Crush, and then mine, instead of saying Pearl Jam, it just says Wrestling.
Okay. No, after like the third person is like, oh, nice Beavis and Butthead shirt, I just like gave up and said, yeah, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
They didn't bother reading Daily Mix Show.
Well, and thanks for wearing it out and about in the wild, Stevie. It looked awesome on you.
Oh, thank you very much, Sharon. But here, Sunday was the best day for me. I got to help out through the Metallica fan club, heading out cards where you can win a Metallica signed vinyl.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then my reward was I got a Metallica Yeti cup.
Nice.
And I got to go on the floor.
Oh, dope.
What was
go ahead.
I was going to say, what was your favorite song from Sunday then?
Oh, God. When they did Memory, I was like shocked. Like, oh, my God. And then I told Karen and Sarah this. I got to meet Ann on Sunday, too.
And Ann's the one that we talked to last week, whose son is 10 years old, Russell. Russell was the one that got pulled up on stage by Lars Ulrich about a couple weeks ago and got to sit on the floor, Tom, while they performed The Unforgiven, which they did on Sunday as well.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. Love you.
Oh, and Stevie, thank you for the T-shirt. At first, my wife was about to get mad at me. She's like, you did not just buy another T-shirt and you bought a Metallica shirt at the show. I'm like, no. Our buddy Stevie, he got it for me as a gift, and so I was in the doghouse and out of the doghouse within seconds, so I appreciate you.
You're welcome, man.
Thanks, Stevie. Willie in Bellingham, you went and saw The Cult with Metallica back in 89. What happened when Metallica came out?
Well, The Cult were still on stage doing their show. They were just a couple songs into their set. This was in Portland on the Justice Tour, and I'm pretty sure, I want to say it was Metallica, but yes, four guys dressed up like Ian Astbury from The Cult, all in black, black wigs, black glasses, even black cowboy hats like Ian Astbury used to wear. And they tore apart The Cult set while The Cult were playing. They unplugged amps, they took off microphones, they took down drum sets.
Awesome.
So Metallica, I mean, I'm 99% sure it was them, tore apart the set while The Cult were playing.
Oh, I bet it was. I mean, I would imagine, I don't know if it was for sure, but I'd imagine it was probably like the last day of the tour.
Oh, yeah.
Because typically bands are known for hazing each other, pranking each other, and doing some silly ass while the last show was happening.
Craig in Bothell, just a warning, everyone. Craig barely has a voice, but you were at Sunday's Metallica show.
Yes, I was.
My voice has been struggling all morning, too, from Friday's show. Man, you sound like you went hard.
I did, and this was my son's gift that he gave me for my birthday. Aww. So, first time he's ever seen Metallica, first time I think he's ever done a hard show, and it was the most amazing time to have together.
I can only imagine. We saw so many father sons, father daughter, mother daughter, like just all different generations together for Metallica. What was your favorite part of the show besides going with your kid?
Oh, well, everything. I really wish that Five Finger would have done Bad Company, because that's the first concert I ever saw with Bad Company. But I'm good with that. And then he only knew the last two songs
for Metallica.
Yes.
So Seek It was not Seek and Destroy. It was One.
And
Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman. They ended with Enter Sandman. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that, but he was into everything. It was so freaking cool.
Love that so much. And Craig, make sure you drink some tea with honey in it today. Maybe a little throat coat.
Yeah, I think I don't realize how much I was yelling and screaming while they were playing, man. But they were there was so much fun.
I'm actually
that might have
surprised.
Been the best Metallica show I've seen. I've seen a handful, but that one on Friday night, every song sounded great.
Oh yeah, and I am actually surprised that none of us have worse voices than we do this morning. We all sound pretty good, all things considered. Yeah.
So we checked with Danny because he saw both shows. But Sarah, you also went on Sunday as well.
I did.
Which one was your favorite?
Well, I saw Five Finger Death Punch on Sunday, but then I dipped out right before Metallica because I had another concert to attend to.
Oh, you're not a metal chick like you try to act like now.
Hey, I went to Friday and I stood on the floor the entire time.
What a trooper.
Thank you. My feet hurt. But
Danny, did we find out which one was your favorite of the two?
Sunday for sure.
Sunday for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you guys really missed out.
Well, does it also happen to be because you were hanging out with your favorite band in the world?
I was, yeah. That's true. That is true. I was hanging out with
He was on a bro date on Friday with Tom from MXPX. He joined us, which was awesome. Tom was such a cool guy.
So awesome.
I've only been, we communicate through social media, but I've never met him before. And he was just like one of the homies, man. What a great dude. And then I saw Sunday, you were out and about, not just with Tom, but also Mike from MXPX.
He brought Mike along. We all drank beers. We all watched Metallica. I was not planning on staying the whole night. And then all of a sudden, I stay the whole night and got to hang out.
You can't dip out on your homies.
I know, right?
On the two members of your favorite band of all time.
Right.
Instead, he dipped out on me.
I did.
I absolutely love seeing people love things, and when they meet someone that they're just so I could tell Danny was trying so hard to be cool. So hard. He was like, just chilling, whatever. But then I'd be like, you're freaking out, aren't you? You are dying inside.
You gotta be.
I am. And then we were gonna leave together, and then all of a sudden he comes, the guy, what's his name again? Mike comes up and is like, hey, can I get you another beer? And Danny's like, yeah, that'd be great, man. And then I'm like, well, I guess I'm going by myself, Danny. Bye.
Got a nice men's room IPA.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Mike's like, another beer. He's like, yeah, Mike, that would be the dopest.
That's exactly how it sounded like, the dopest.
Honestly, I was like, Danny, I'm so cringing for you.
I love it.
Well, cheers
so cool.
to that, Danny.
So much fun.
Well, yesterday, while we were all recovering from our crazy weekends, it was the big hot dog eating competition between Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi.
Yes.
But there was also another competition that happened yesterday, and it involves one of Danny's favorite things in the world, and that would be ranch dressing.
Yes. Blech.
We'll tell you what happened at 9:50.
Wow.
The
Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
A man from Michigan chugged 24 ounces of ranch dressing in 10 seconds. To win a ranch chugging competition.
I did not know this was happening.
I did not either, but his name is Zach Orvis. He's the big winner, and this is him talking about drinking all of that ranch.
I just drank 24 ounces of ranch dressing. I mean, I've seen people pour about that much on their salads, so what's the difference? I don't feel sick at all. It's ranch dressing.
It's making my eyes water.
But why? Why would you do this? 24 ounces. That's a couple glasses.
Yeah. Would you try that, Danny?
Yeah. Probably not.
What about like the fancy pants Dion's ranch dressing that you rave about?
Now that I would drink. Yes, I would drink like a gallon of that.
I just don't like white condiments for the most part. I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like ranch. So this would not fly for me.
Blue cheese?
I'm okay. But like if blue cheese, if it's like the crumbles, I like it. But like blue cheese in a bottle of dressing, I don't like that.
He is right, though. A lot of people just douse. I love when people are like, I'm eating healthy, and then they just douse like an entire bottle of dressing on their salad. And you're like, well, I mean, you might want to check the number of calories that are on that dressing, because sometimes it's very sad when you look at like the dressing calories. It's like a teaspoon is about 100 calories. Like, well, I guess I'm going to cover anything.
By the way, the things that disappoint me the most in the world are looking at serving sizes, suggested serving sizes on just about anything, especially Girl Scout cookies. I'm like, two, three? Get out of here.
It's like the freaking Polynesian sauce at Chick-fil-A that you buy it at the store. And I love that. Like that, I could put that on everything. I could just squirt it in my mouth and be happy. Oh, it's so good.
24 ounces of it?
I would until I looked at how many calories like a tablespoon of that crap is. And it's like, I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. Like, I won't even taste it if I use what you say is the proper amount.
Yeah, I was thinking if I was to chug anything, it would just be Chick-fil-A's regular sauce.
Just like the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I love that stuff. I love it so much. So I would try it to have a competition to see who could drink the most.
Mm. And you know what? Life is short. Don't look at the serving size.
I think if I was going to, I don't know why my brain goes there. I'm trying to think of like what would be the sauce of like, I think like Korean barbecue sauce. I could drink a whole bottle of that. I think I would go with that.
Like competitively or for fun?
Yes.
At the gym. Both. Taryn.
That's my pre-workout now.
Oh. Ooh, yikes.
So what one condiment you could pick?
I'm kind of a barbecue sauce freak.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't like a super spicy one, because I feel like chugging a bunch of spicy would be a bad move. But if it was like, you know, Sweet Baby Ray's or something, I feel like I could bathe in that.
Don't you love sweet and sour too, Steve?
I do.
I feel like you would get down on that.
On what?
Sweet and sour sauce.
Oh! What? I don't know if that had something to do with barbecue sauce. My brain wasn't tracking. I'm still recovering from Bumbershoot and Metallica.
Well, then I was confused. I was like, condiment?
I have been guilty of...
Oh, no.
From McDonald's, you get the sweet and sour packets for the chicken McNuggets. And if there's still sweet and sour left in it...
Oh.
You lick it?
You know it.
You tongue it out?
Yeah, like a Jell-O shot.
Like a Jell-O, that's what I was just thinking of.
Yeah, like, ah. I'm like, can't let this go to waste.
Not at all. Why don't they sell that stuff in bottles?
Oh, right. I think they probably do.
You think they do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think McDonald's sells any of their sauces in bottles. Like, I think they want you to come to their place to get their sauce.
I got fired up that you can buy the Taco Time hot sauce now. That's the bottle is the best. Love that. Well, we've all heard of porch pirates, but now apparently there are porch poopers. What the hell is going on out there, Rockaholics? We'll tell you during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and this might be the story of the week. Mm-hmm. And we're only on Tuesday. Cops in Louisville, Kentucky, they're looking for a serial porch pooper. Not porch pirate, but porch pooper. Apparently targeting the same house. Not sure why. In fact, the owner of the house, also not sure why. Here he is talking about how, we have somebody that's dropping off a package on our porch often.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop, and it turned out to be a person. I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves, and I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution. I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed.
That's pretty crappy.
Okay. I just thought, we're good. Are you good neighbors? Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just delusional and thinking you're a good neighbor, but you're so bad of a neighbor.
Oh. This might interest our boy Danny V, who is like Mr. Fall. Yeah. Finance Buzz is hiring a pumpkin spice pundit to taste test and review the fall treats at Trader Joe's.
I'm good.
You're not much of a pumpkin spice guy, are you?
Not anymore. I used to be, and I feel like I've kind of moved on. I like pumpkin things, but not pumpkin spice much anymore.
I just love Halloween.
Yep.
Okay, well, how do you feel about some of these other
treats?
You have
pumpkins tattooed on you.
I do have lots of pumpkins.
This says that the person they choose will review pumpkin waffles, cinnamon rolls, and other pumpkin flavored fall snacks, and it pays $1,000 along with a $500 Trader Joe's gift card.
Do it.
Maybe.
You can apply for this job through September 6th on financebuzz.com.
$1,000, I'll eat all the crappy pumpkin flavored things you got. Give me some pumpkin waffles for $1,000. I'll eat them all. Eat them every day for a year if I have to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know if you know this. This Sunday starts the Seahawks season. We have something to get excited about. I cannot believe it is finally here this Sunday, taking on the Denver Broncos, and they'll be looking a little retro. I guess in honor of the fact that they're playing their old AFC rivals, they're going to be rocking those throwback jerseys that they used to wear back when they were in the AFC. So that's going to be cool. At what point do you just say, screw it? The fans love them. The players love them. They look great. Make them the actual jerseys.
You even hear the announcers talking about how much they love them. When it comes to all the different throwbacks out there, the Seahawks are the best.
Yes.
Well, speaking of the Seahawks, former Seattle Seahawks player Bobby Wagner has opened a new crumble cookie store in Renton Landing as part of his efforts, he says, to stay very connected with the Seattle community. They officially opened back on Friday, and he's very excited. He's been all over Instagram about it. So go out and support Bobby's new venture.
I mean, you could get their afterlife cake. They got the Beetlejuice-themed cake. Because they're doing cake now. They're also doing banana bread. Mm. Bobby Wagner, what's going on over here? Oh, the churro cookie is their best. No. Oh, okay, I don't know. Strawberry shortcake cookie, that's this week's menu. He should call in every week and just give us the menu. We don't even have to talk about football. It's just Bobby Wagner's crumble cookie of the week.
I love that. We could probably set that up, right? Did you slide into his DMs? Did he write you back yet?
Let me check with Geno Smith. Geno, did he write me back?
He wrote me off. I ain't write back, though. That's the problem. I ain't write back. Let's go.
Yeah, he's not written me back.
Bobby doesn't listen to the Daily Mix show.
Should I keep writing him until he does?
Yes.
Start commenting on all of his stuff?
Yes.
Bobby, we want to talk cookies with you.
Bobby!
Don't you want to make money? Bobby! Hey, Mariners lost 5-4. Three straight games that they've lost. They're now six games out. The only good news is that they're currently at 69 wins, 69 losses, and that's kind of nice.
Nice.
But over there, like me, and they refuse to lose another game, and they just keep it at 69 for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Weather, 74 degrees, going to be sunny today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.